It was very exciting, one of those, you know, once-in-a-lifetime ordeals that you'll always remember. I had my family with me, and my 12-year-old daughter was very excited and still is. And it's something that, yeah, we're always going to remember.
And what did you guys talk about? Did you explain to him your idea, or did you guys just kind of chat up a little bit about the SAVE Award? Give me a sense of the conversation if you can.
Basically, we talked about the idea and how it came about, and we discussed, you know, the cost savings involved, and he thanked me for the idea. And told me to keep up the good work and thank me for my government service.
Did you have any questions for him?
No, I did not.
Obviously, it was a quick meeting, probably a couple minutes.
Maybe about five or so, a little bit longer.
It's interesting because there's 57,000 votes. There was 18,000 ideas. It was a lot of people. Where did your idea come from? Was it just like one of those common sense moments where you go, oh, this is so simple?
Well, we receive the Federal Register at my institution on a weekly basis, and we are no longer using them because we go online to research everything. So when we kept getting the hard copies, it was just kind of a common sense thing. Instead of throwing it in the recycle bin, why don't we just discontinue receiving them or printing them?
Did you kind of ask yourself why hasn't this been done before?
I did, but I figured that maybe, you know, the thought process or the idea hadn't reached the right people yet, and I was hoping that this may be an avenue for somebody to see it and take it further.
And obviously they will. It's going to be a pretty easy one to implement. Have you talked with anyone at the government printing office or whomever mails this out in terms of, have you heard any kind of feedback of, oh yeah, we can start doing that tomorrow or you know, next week? Or have you gotten any kind of idea this may take a couple months to push through?
I've been told that they're going to start exploring the issue and we'll go forth with it when they can.
Give me some sense of, okay, when you found out you had won, what was your first reaction?
I was probably in a little state of shock. I didn't realize that such a small idea could make such a big difference and that it would be selected out of all the ideas that were submitted.
Now, I remember last year when somebody, one of the finalists or even the winner, submitted their idea on one of the last days the contest was open. Were you an early submitter or a late submitter?
I would probably say I was an early submitter.
And then, obviously, no, you don't hear anything. Did you watch the votes happen? Did you get friends and family to vote for your idea? Or did you all of a sudden kind of remember that you had submitted that idea, went and checked out the website, and realized that you were getting a lot of votes?
I forgot about it until I was notified I was one of the four finalists.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's just the idea that, oh, yeah, I remember that. I did that. Talk a little bit about that notification. Was it just a call from your boss at the Bureau of Prisons? Was it a call from someone in the White House?
It was a call from a member of the Office of Management and Budget here at the White House, and they told me I'd become one of the four finalists, and at that point is when I started asking questions about, well, what is the SAVE Award all about, and, you know, what happens after this? And at that point, it kind of really hit me what I had done.
You've been a government employee for 19 years, Bureau of Prisons. Is this type of contest, the SAVE Award, from your perspective as someone what they call the frontline employee many times, does that motivate you? Give me a sense of, did you several times say, I'm not going to put my idea in, no one's going to listen anyways, or give me a sense of what your, maybe even your colleagues thought when both you put your idea in and you won. I mean, what's the sense out in Wisconsin?
I think they're finally realizing that this is a really, really good way to get those small ideas from the frontline employees to Washington, and the fact that Washington's requesting them and actually taking action and implementing them, no matter how small the cost savings is. The more ideas they implement, the higher the cost savings. It's a cumulative amount. And I think employees are actually seeing from my side that although it was a small idea and I'm just a frontline employee, that I made a difference, and maybe they'll start submitting more ideas and maybe they'll realize that people are listening.
Is there a sense outside of Washington that sometimes people don't listen as well as they should in D.C. and maybe things fall on deaf ears too often?
I'm not too sure about that. I think that they do listen. I think just sometimes people need to be a little bit more motivated to put their thoughts and ideas out there. And I think the SAVE Award has really brought it to, you know, people's attention that people want your ideas and they want you to submit them, and it gives you an avenue to do that.
Now, obviously, this is the second year for the SAVE Awards. Did you submit an idea last year?
No, I did not.
And what motivated you this year to do it? Was it just, again, that it was right in front of you and how can't I submit that idea? Was there something else that was kind of a motivating factor?
No, that was pretty much it. It was just one of those things that I wanted to express my, you know, idea to somebody, and I thought this was a the perfect avenue to take advantage of it.
This is a great example of, as you said, people like yourself, people who work every day to make the country better, to provide who are providing the service to the government. What is your advice to other employees? Maybe just like yourself, who've worked for the government for 19, 20 years, and what's your advice from this experience?
I would say just make sure that you give your ideas to somebody that can possibly look into them. The government is always changing, the new technology and things, and people do listen. You just have to make sure you're taking the right avenue to put those ideas forth.
Had you guys ever been to D.C. before?
We have, but it was always under business. It was never for any sightseeing or pleasure trip.
So are you taking advantage of this weekend now? Are you guys standing around and going to start to see some sights and enjoy the city?
Yes, we are. We're going to stay through Sunday, and we're going to go see some monuments and museums tomorrow.